Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy. I'm your host for this evening. And if you guys have been trying to get through on this show, I so apologize. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but here we are. And we are still going to be taking your calls live. We've got a great show for you tonight. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, and our guest medium on the show tonight is Janet Mayer, and we're not going to let you guys down. We're going to go right straight through for the rest of the time that we have to talk to our callers. Now, before we get to Janet, one quick update I have to give you. I'm not going to give you all the ones I had here, but next week we have a brand new webinar coming up, and yours truly will be hosting this one. But you do have to register for it. So you can do that right from our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I hope you will join me next week on Tuesday, August 25th. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a very healing and insightful webinar called Life After Grief, Adapting to a New Reality. So check us out on the web. Go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You know, grief is something that everyone can relate to. Check out all the information right at the web. You can register right from there, and we look forward to seeing you. Let's get our guest medium on the show tonight. We have Janet Mayer. She is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family, but she's also lab certified through the University of Arizona. And in addition to her mediumistic work, Janet is the author of Spirits, They Are Present. And she's certainly no stranger to this show. Janet, welcome.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. Sorry about our technical difficulty. We're so happy to have you with us tonight, though.
No, that's fine. I'm glad it all worked out. You know, we're going to get this in. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get in two things real quick. I want to just mention your website is at janetmayer.net. Okay, usually we have a little bit of time to chat, but what we're going to do tonight, we're just going to change it up a little bit because we do have people on hold. And so we want to try to get to our callers if we can. But if you get a chance, all of our listeners, check out Janet's website, janetmayer.net. And also, Janet will be also part on a panel at one of our webinars in November, right? You're going to be on one of those?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
It's going to be an Asking Medium panel, so it should be fun.
Oh, awesome. Those are always fun. The panel shows are always fun. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get to our callers. We're going to just jump right in tonight. Let's go to caller number one. Do we have somebody on the line?
Kathleen, New York.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is this Kathleen?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Did you want to have a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Janet.
Hi, Kathleen. Okay,
Hi, Janet, how are you?
I am good. Okay, let me see here. First thing that is coming through for you, what I do is, just so you know, is I kind of sit you in a chair, and I just kind of see who walks up behind you or who comes in around you, and I kind of feel like there is a woman coming in first behind you. So when they come in right behind you, it's usually an energy of like a mother, could be an aunt. It feels like, you know, it's an energy above you. When I ask her, she can give me something to validate herself for you. She's telling me that she had an illness, that she passed from an illness. And let me see what she's saying. I feel like she's telling me, you know, it's kind of interesting. I almost want to say, do you work with kids or did she work with kids? Do you have a mother on the other side or an aunt on the other side?
Yeah, my mom's on the other side.
Okay, and did she work with children, or did you work with children?
I work with children. I'm a teacher.
Okay, because she's telling me that she's, because at first I thought she was telling me she was watching over the children, but I felt like it was something bigger, like she was broadening it out, so she's kind of stretching it for me. And she's telling me that she's watching over you, but she's watching over you with the children. So it's almost as if she's watching you while you're working with children, and I didn't know if it was hers or yours. But I think she's trying to tell me it's something to do with that. She's also telling me that she...
Okay. I also have children.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
I said I also have 3 children.
Okay, well, just hold on a second. Let me see what else she's giving for me, because I want to go through this. She's also letting me know that... that when she passed, she's patting you on the back and she's giving you a hug as if to say, thank you for your help. So whatever you were doing to help her before she passed, she's letting you know she appreciates that. Now she's also jumping in. As soon as I say that, she's telling me about something with the youngest child. You know, I think you just said you have 3. Is that what it is, 3? And I think she's saying something
yes.
about to watch something with the youngest child with their leg or their foot on the right side. So I want to kind of give you a heads up on that. I don't know if it would just be like a scrape, like a fall or a scrape, but it's almost like she's like pointing, like saying, you know, watch this one, watch this one. So there may be something with a leg issue on the right side or the right knee, okay? She's also letting me
okay.
know. She's telling me that she's also bringing in 2 other people with her. So she's pushing one of them behind her, which has to be like one of her mother or her father, and then she's coming up with one next to her. And the person next to her feels like it's more male than female, so she's letting me know she's with a male over there. And interestingly enough, I hear a cough. So I almost feel like, I don't know when this gentleman passed, if he was coughing or he had something with his breathing or a breathing issue or if he maybe smoked a lot, but there was almost like I hear a cough coming through. And I feel like I want to acknowledge that for him. But I also get a, he's kind of like, standing tall. So he was very, you know, he, whatever he did, he was something where he came across, I don't know, like with honor or, you know what I mean? He had this, I don't know, the sense about him that he was proud. That's the word I wanted. That's the word that came through, right? What they said to me is that he was proud with what he did. So I'm thinking this, that he's not only proud of his family, but he's proud of how he, the job he had or what he did for his, what he did for a living. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me
who he is.
Pardon?
Do you know who he is?
He would have to either be like a father or an uncle because he's coming in the same level with your mother. So to me, it comes across as like a father or an uncle.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. Does that make sense to you? I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing is. Do you have, like, a small animal over there? Because I almost feel like there's somebody holding something small, but I feel like it's more of an animal than, like, a child. And I feel like they're letting me know there's somebody, there's another, like, a little thing walking around or crawling around over there. And I keep asking myself, is it,
oh,
is it a dog? Or, pardon?
You mean the animal has crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Many,
so that makes sense
many.
To you.
Okay.
And yes. that's all I have for you at this time.
All righty. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show, and thanks for your patience in waiting. Thank you so much.
All
right. Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Okay, we're going to jump right into the next call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Who do we have here at caller number two? Are you with us?
Yeah.
Hi, I believe we have somebody calling in from California. Who's this?
It's Bayshore. My name is Cheryl.
Sarah? Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show. I'm going to turn
Sarah.
You right over
Thank
to
you.
Janet.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay.
The first thing is, Sarah, instantly when, you know, I heard your name, the first thing that I felt like there was somebody that was coming in who was younger than you, and I felt like they were letting me know that they were there to tell you instantly that they are there with you. And I almost want to say I feel like this is more male than female. And I want, let me see what else I feel like. Okay, and for some reason, I don't know why I want to talk about the hair or the head. Does this make sense to you? Have you lost someone that is younger to you?
Not that I know of, no.
Because I feel like there's someone that's coming through that's younger, and it would have to be, you know, younger than your age, but it could be like a child or a friend, like someone that you know their child, but it's coming through like it's a male energy. And I almost feel like that they want me to keep bringing up something about the hair or about something with hair around them or around you, but I feel like I need to acknowledge that. I also feel like they want to bring in, they also are bringing in, like, above them, a woman. So when that would happen, that would have to be, like, in your generation. But the interesting thing is it almost feels like it's above you, but they're telling me it's above them. So I feel like I have to acknowledge somebody next to you. So I don't know if you have someone that passed and that isn't, like, in your generation, which would be a friend or a sister or a cousin. But that's coming through as well, that there is a woman that is next to you, and she's also bringing in a woman above her. So I have two women and then a younger male. And the woman above you comes in and has to be either a mother energy or an aunt, okay? And I understand from this woman, she's also telling me that she passed from an illness. That's what she's showing me. It's something that was terminal, that it wasn't going to, you know, it was going to eventually take her life. And that's what they're showing me with her. The woman next to, the woman below her who comes in next to you has to be either like a sister or a friend. And she's coming through, and it's making me feel like I can't decide if she's telling me like she also was sick or if she, there was some kind of something unusual that happened with her that she passed. That's how I hear it in my head. But I definitely feel like there's two women and a younger male coming through. So, you know, I want you to think on that. And for some reason, I have an A name. I don't know if that's like the younger person or the one next to you, but there's an A name coming through as well. The woman above you is also telling me that, I think at the end, she was telling me something about like her body, with her body shutting down, but she also had problems with her legs for some reason or something with one of her legs. And I want to say that I felt like I was sitting a lot. I had to sit a lot. And she's, and as I say that, she's like, yes, but she's also telling me to tell you thank you. So again, I don't know what you did for her, if you were helping her, if you were taking care of her, but I also feel like she's giving you, I don't, did she, did this woman want to give you things before she passed, or she was giving you, it's not only like words of wisdom or love and saying thank you, but I feel like she was like trying to pass items off to you or tell you to do something with this and do something with that. And for some reason, I felt like, you know, I want to hand you something, and I don't know why I want to do that, but that's the feeling that this woman gives for me. Okay, do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, do you have a book of hers or a bookmark? Because for some reason, I keep seeing a bookmark in my head that it's like she's presenting to you or a book to you, and she's saying, you know you have it, it's mine, hold on to that. And I feel like I want to say it's either special or it just means a lot, but, you know, she keeps showing me a bookmark, and I feel like I need to honor that and tell you that, okay?
Okay.
And also, I have one other thing. Was there something in either this month or September, one of the 2 months coming up around you or around her? Because I feel like there's something real strong in those 2 months. And it's almost like I feel like I need to acknowledge September, August and September, or September and October. It kind of goes back and forth. So there's something going on around you with that. And I don't know if that's a birthday or an anniversary, but I feel like, you know, she's telling me to acknowledge that as well. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, Sarah, thank you so much for calling into the show. We appreciate it, and
thanks
for staying on hold for
us. Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Janet, how you doing there? You okay?
Okay. Yeah, so
good.
Far.
I know we're rushing through this a little bit.
I know. I feel like I'm trying. It's like, bring them in.
I know. All right, let's go to our next caller. We usually have a whole bunch of announcements in between, but we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can. So
sure, that's fine.
Let's see who we have on the next line. Do we have another caller with us? I think we have Jeannie with us.
Okay.
Yes.
Jeannie, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Doreen.
Hi.
How are
Welcome
you?
To the show. Good. I'm going to turn
Thank
you over
you so
to Janet.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you today?
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I am doing good. Okay. Are you ready? Let me see. Let me focus real quick on you. And your name is Jeannie. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jeannie, again, I'm getting different. I keep getting these women coming through for some reason. Although with you, I'm getting a woman and a man coming through at the same time for you. I don't know if you have lost your mother or if you've lost someone right above you. Again, I keep getting somebody that another woman that's coming in around you, and she feels sort of motherly to me, but she also feels kind of strong. And I don't want to say she has a loving energy to her, but she's also sort of intense. For some reason, that's how it's coming across. So to me, it's sort of a strong energy, and I feel like she's coming through, but I also feel a lot of love around her. Okay, with her, there is a male coming through. I'm trying to decide if he's in your generation or if he's above you, but there is definitely, in, you know, he's kind of switching for me, so I have to, I'm trying to give myself a minute here to see what he's showing me.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have, there's, I feel like there's a male that's coming through, and I want to say that it has to, he has to deal with something, I don't know why I want to say food or in a, like a business, something with food or, I get this industrial feel around him. I don't know why that's coming through, but it's he's not telling me the words, but it's like he's making me feel something with this. And I want to say, I don't know if he enjoyed eating a lot, if that's what he's trying to show me or what it is, but there's something in which would make me feel like he's a bigger man if that's the case. Have you lost your father?
Yes.
And was he a little
and
bit of a
did,
bigger
he
man?
He did enjoy it.
Because he's showing me he ate his food. I just feel like I want to eat, like I really am enjoying my food, and it just makes me feel like I'm really full, like I'm getting stuffed. But it's almost like that's what he's trying to come through and share with me, okay? So that's what he's trying to tell me.
Okay, he did enjoy.
I'm sorry, I
didn't
hear.
Enjoy his.
Okay, he enjoyed eating? Okay, good. That's what he's coming through and showing me. Okay. I just feel like, you know, trying to make sure that he's sending something through. Okay, and I also want to say, did he work with something with metal, or did he work in something that was metal? Because I keep seeing, like, shiny metal around him as well.
He did heavy labor.
Okay, he did heavy labor. Okay, that would, okay. Because I'm like, he's trying to show me, like, metal, which would be like a machines or something in that sense. And I feel like he's trying to tell me that. And he's coming through more so than anyone else. But I do feel like there is a woman kind of that comes in and out who's also above you, which, like I said, would have to be like a mother or an aunt energy. And the interesting thing with her is I hear laughter. And I kind of want to say that I want to chuckle when I hear her laugh. So I don't know if she had a very, you know, saying a funny laugh or if she had an interesting laugh or what it was. But there's something in my head that just makes it kind of tickles me. So, you know, I don't know if she laughed a lot or she got tickled often or what it was, but that's how she comes through for me, okay?
That could be one of both. My father's mother, my grandmother, we were very, very close, but the laughter would remind me very much of my aunt.
Well, I feel like it's more in the generation above you, so I'm almost thinking it's more an aunt than a grandmother. That's how it kind of comes through for me, okay? Did she, let me ask you one more thing. Did she kind of like either tap her fingers or tap her foot a lot? Because I asked her to show me something about her personality, and I feel like I'm kind of like I'm, you know how you bring your fingers, you know, down and up like that, or you do that with your foot? It's like she's showing me tapping. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I want to tap and do something with that as well, okay?
Okay.
And that's all that's coming through at this time. That's all I have. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. The laughter would be my aunt had a very distinct laugh. I'm trying to think. They're tapping. They worked in the sewing factory. That might be the trade.
Oh, and did she have to tap her foot a lot? Did she work at a machine where she tapped her foot or her hand a lot? Because they were showing you tapping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I didn't think of that. And with the food with my father, we were just talking about his garden and how well he ate. And
he must have heard your conversation.
He was very healthy either.
He must have heard the conversation because all I thought of was food around him, and that's what was coming through.
Jeannie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped. And that was very interesting information. Yeah, I hope this helped you a little bit.
Thank you so much, lady.
You're
have
very,
a good
very welcome.
Sure, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, so I actually think we can probably fit in one or two more calls, and then we'll, you know, have a few parting words here at the end of the show. Okay, I think we have Tracy on hold. Tracy, are you with us? Tracy, are you on the line?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. Thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Janet.
Okay. Hi, Tracy.
Okay. Hi, Janet.
All right. Let me see what's coming through for you, Tracy.
Okay.
You know, Tracy, I'm getting a couple people here, but it's kind of the first one is coming through is a woman again, and I have a lot of women here tonight. I don't know why what's going on with that, but there's a lot of women popping in around you, and Interesting enough, I want to say I want to dance, and not sure why that's the first thing that they want to say to me, but there's a woman coming through saying they want to dance, or kind of like jump around, hop around, and almost like I'm in, you know, having a lot of fun, a lot of joy. I'm really happy. And it's kind of interesting for her to give me this and not tell me, like, where she is in my kind of generation line.
Yes.
So I have to keep asking her. Let me see what else she can say for me.
Okay.
Okay, I think your mother is, this is either, it has, again, it has to be a mother, or I don't think it's a grandmother. But I feel like that you have, you have a grandmother on the other side, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and she's bringing in somebody younger. So to me, that would be like a mother energy. But I can't be positive to say that this is your mother, because the way she's coming through, she isn't giving me that information. I'm trying to get more from, like, the grandmother. So what I'm doing is asking her to also give me more. So let me see what else she's showing me. She's showing me something with the music or with the dancing. She's telling me something about her finger. Okay, this woman is coming through with her fingers. I don't know if she had a problem with her fingers. She couldn't feel something in her finger, but I feel like I'm being drawn to her hand, and I don't have any feeling in my hand. And she wants me to acknowledge that, almost as if she can't talk to tell me that, but she can show me something. So I feel like she's trying to tell me, and maybe it's just my connection to her isn't super strong, but she's like making sure I get across to you that she couldn't, she had problems in her fingers or in her hand. And do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I also feel like, I want to say somebody was patting her head or rubbing her head or doing something to her head before she passed or taking care of her. And I don't know if that isn't a loving gesture, but it seems like she's pointing to her head as well. But I also feel like I have some a little bit of confusion, and I mean, I feel like I'm a little kind of out of it. But I also feel like at the same time, I have a lot of light around me, and I'm almost like drawing in like love from other people. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Okay. It does. It does.
Okay. Okay. Good. And I want to say too that she's telling me that to make sure you know that she pulled in that love, and it was almost as if there were people all around her, and she's pulling this in, and it helped her to move forward and let her. I think it kind of helped her to let go in a way. I don't know if that would make sense to you, but that's how I feel it is. You know how she's coming across to me, as I feel like I'm letting go and saying thank you for all that uplifting energy because it helped propel me forward. And in that sense, I almost feel like, you know, she stands up and kind of unzips her body and walks out as if, okay, I don't need that anymore. Now I'm who I am. But now I can watch over people. And I want to say she's watching over like six people. I don't know why the number six came in, but I kept hearing 666.
Okay.
So, or just 666. Okay. So just so you know. Okay?
Makes sense to me.
Okay, alrighty. Good. As long as it makes sense to you, that's the important thing.
Well,
thank
Tracy,
you very much
thank
for
you.
Calling in.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Janet, I know we've been racing through this. We've got about, literally, we've got about 3 minutes left for another call.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
While we have a few minutes, though, I just want to ask you, and I know some people are familiar with your story, so I'll just mention it, and then, of course, they can go to your website or to your book for more information. But for those of you who don't know, Janet's been on the show with us before, and she, in addition to her mediumship work, she also began channeling the languages of spirit. And it's a really fascinating story. She spontaneously began speaking several different ancient languages that eventually were identified as belonging to the indigenous tribes of the Brazilian rainforest. So much of this information is documented in Janet's work. You can go to her website and you can get some information there. And by all means, pick up her book because she really gets into detail. Her book, again, is Spirits, They Are Present. But while we have you on the phone and while we have a couple of extra minutes, tell us a little bit about your work, about your mediumship work. How does this work for you?
Well, it's normally it doesn't work like this fast.
I know it doesn't. So just tell us how this works for you.
Well, basically, it just, you know, I sit down, you know, before I do a reading, I put the person in front of me in a chair in my mind. And I basically ask, you know, whatever they want, whoever wants to come through, you know, depending if they come in behind them, next to them, in front of them, it tells me what generation they are. But I also tell them that, you know, they can give me whatever they want, and I try to be open, and I write down all my information. And I do this two or three times before each reading. And then when I go to give the reading, you know, I give them that and anything else that comes through, which usually there's always something else that pops in. But at least I kind of have a basis and I can work with them and, you know, tell them who's coming through right away and, you know, give as much information as I can. And I see things, I hear things, I feel things, you know, smell things, everything. It just, however they want to show it to me, I try to allow it to come through to show them.
Right.
And that works
good.
Best for me.
Yeah. I always like to hear from other mediums because, you know, we all work a little bit different. So it's always interesting how, you know, the process is very unique for each of us. And, you know, just a reminder for our callers tonight and our listeners for the show that when we are connecting, you know, with spirit, it isn't quite the same during a reading as it is on the radio show, because what we're doing here for you is a real quick connection and just getting a couple of tiny little bits of information, but it isn't the same as doing, you know, an actual reading where we actually get time to meditate and time to focus. And I do think most of our callers and most of our listeners know that, but, you know, it's just a little, little bit of a reminder. I thank you so very much for joining us tonight. We're definitely going to have you back on the show again, and we're not going to wait a year, by the way.
Thanks.
Because I know that you've been on the show before, but we are actually out of time for tonight. I've got a couple of quick announcements here to make because we didn't make some earlier in the show. But for those of you who would like to help support the work of Forever Family Foundation, please don't forget to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and click on our Amazon link and visit iGive.com. And you can make your purchases through Amazon and through iGive at our website. And this really helps to support the foundation. When you make your purchase, a portion of that will come in to the foundation, to us. Don't forget to tune in next week to a brand new webinar that I'll be giving, and I'm so looking forward to this. It's called Life After Grief. It'll be Tuesday night. This is August 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget also to join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Signs of Life Radio. Our guest on the show next week will be certified medium Dave Campbell, and he will be here with your host, Angelina Diana. Janet, thank you once again for being on the show with us. And is the best way for people to reach you through your website?
Yes, that would be great. And thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We're going to have you back again. You're good.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so make sure you visit Janet on the web. She's at www.janetmayer.net. And please be sure to join us again next month for Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.